1 John chapter 5 and verse 1. The Bible reads, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. And he that believeth on the Son of God hath that witness in himself. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 13 in our hearing tonight. The Bible starts off by saying, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. We go to verse 9. The Bible says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. I'd like to preach to us for a little while tonight, if the Lord is stand by me and anoint me for a little while, on the witness of our faith. Amen. The witness of our faith. You know, I'm amazed at the very clarity and the very discernment and the very anointing that 1 John is filled with. Many people refer to it as the love book, as the book where John begins to declare about the love of God and about the graciousness of God and the mercy of God and the power of God. I thought about these many that would look at 1 John and declare, amen, about the divine truths that he sets forth. It seems to me that every chapter goes hand in hand, but also the preceding chapter and the chapter following in the book of 1 John. The Bible declares here, amen, that Christ is the Son of God, that Christ is the only begotten, that Christ must be confessed and must be believed upon. Amen, must be professed in our life. I don't know about you, but it's really disturbed me in the last few months. When I go to revival services, when I go to midweek services, and I go to Sunday morning, Sunday night services, I even come to services, amen, where crowds are gathered. I even go to services where there's just a handful, and people's gathered together in the name of the Lord. And it disturbs me, and I hear this report many times. Pray for me, the devil has been tormenting my mind. Pray for me, the devil has been bringing down in my life. Pray for me. The devil has come against me in every way. It disturbs me, amen, that many within the household of faith is shaken, amen. It seems that enemy of their soul bring forth doubt.
out in fear and confusion. That's his job, is it not? Amen. The devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy. He's out to tear down. He's out to bring division. He's out to bring confusion. He's out to torment the minds of men and women, boys and girls who sit in the house of God. The devil has an occupation, and that occupation is, and if he can push you in a corner, and he can make you begin to doubt, amen, about what God has already done for you, if he can make you begin to have fear and uncertainty in your soul and in your life about the goodness of God, about the great salvation of God, about the great will and purpose of God for our lives. How many times have I talked to young people, and it's now preteens and teenagers, and even sad and aid and talk to young adults, and they begin to share with me, John, I need to know the will of God for my life. I need to know the purpose of God for my life. I've even told the preachers who looked at me and said, oh, Brother John, help me pray that the will of God he manifested unto me, and the purpose of God he manifested. How many times have I walked, amen, up and begin to talk to people, and they had fear and uncertainty in their eyes and in their voice as they said, amen, I'm in the greatest trial I've ever been in. I'm in the greatest trauma I've ever been in. I'm in the greatest place of darkness I've ever been in. It seems that the night's never going to be over with. It seems that the valley is never going to end. It seems that trouble will never come to an end in my life and in my spirit. How many times have I wrapped my arm around somebody and prayed with them, and I heard them cry out over an altar and say, the storm's on, the trouble's here, amen, the circumstances is greater than I can bear. How many times have we come to the house of God on a night like tonight and looked across the congregation and realized that there's real people sitting in these pews that's facing real circumstances, that's got real situations, and the devil comes by and says, if God loved you like he says he does, you wouldn't be going through what you're going through. How many times have I heard it said, Brother Ronnie, amen, I prayed and I prayed and no answers came, preacher. I've sought God and there still ain't an answer. It's been so long since I felt the hand of God move on me and move in my life. How many times have I heard them testify, amen, I wish that God had poured his glory out on me one more time in a special way. How many times have I heard them declare as they come to God's house, amen, that, oh, I need God for the day that I've ever needed it. And I can almost hear fear and anxiety in the cry. I can almost see the storm. I can almost see the waves. I can almost see the situations that they're facing. And let me tell you something tonight, amen, if you're sitting in this house and you profess Christ and you come to Christ, there's one thing the devil cannot do, and that is take that relationship and that experience away from you. Hey, the winds may blow, the stars may come, but he cannot move that relationship and experience that's in your life. I thought about earlier this week in prayer, God began to deal with me, amen, about 1 John chapter 5, amen, about faith, about the power and the witness of our faith. You see, brother, we're in a situation in this generation where we're walking by faith and not by sight. We're walking, putting one foot in front of the other, loving God and serving God in this hour, and recognizing, amen, that our hope and our confidence is in God in this day that we live. Amen. The devil can move you, amen, on what you know God's done for you. He'll be able to move you right out of the household of faith. If he can move you, amen, about the witness that's within you. You see, amen, the Bible said, John said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, yes, sir. How am I going to overcome, preacher? It's going to be by your faith. How am I going to be an overcomer? It's going to be by your faith. It's going to be by the witness that lies within you. That faith is sacred in God. And not, hey, come on now. Amen. I'm here to preach a while. I feel the Holy Ghost in my soul to tell somebody. Amen. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've gone through. That devil's still a liar. I said he's still a liar. He can't move. Amen. Your experience. He can't take away your victory. He can't take away, amen, your joy. He can't take away your salvation. He can't take away the blood that's been applied in our heart and in our life. Oh, God, stir us again. Recognize our position in the Lord in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, preacher, amen, you don't understand where I'm at. Yeah, but God does. God does, amen. He's already worked in your life. He's already moved in your life. Amen. The witness of our faith, the testimony. I took out Brother Webster today and I began to look at that word witness. Amen. A synonym for the word witness is nothing more than testimony. A testimony of our faith. Amen. A witness of our, what is a victory that's overcoming the world? It's even our faith. Amen. What's our faith in? Bombs and guns? No, sir. No, man. What's our faith in? The stock market? No, sir. No, man. What's our faith in? Amen. Our current administration in Washington? No, sir. No, man. What's our faith in? It's not in this building. Come on now. Amen. Oh, no, sir. Amen. This is a good place to have church. This is a good place to come and pray. Brother, amen, I've not put my faith in a piece of wood. I've not put my faith, amen, in padding on a pew or a chair tonight. And I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I know I'm an overcomer. It don't matter where I'm walking right now. It don't matter where I'm dwelling at right now. There's coming a daybreak. There's coming an oh, hallelujah. You say, preacher, how can you be so sure? Because I've done been there. I done walked through the midnight. I done been in the storm. I done been through the valley. I done come up the rough side of the mountain. I can tell you that there's always an overcoming. As long as you'll pray on, as long as you'll love God on, as long as you'll hold fast your profession of faith tonight, that God will move you in spite of the circumstances. Amen. God will move. Amen. That devil come by and said to Jesus, amen, you hungry? Turn these stones into bread. Oh, that was a difficult circumstance. Oh, come on. Come on now. I know he was God. Amen. But I also know he was man. That's right. Oh, come on. Amen. Some of you are looking at me like you ain't sure whether I'm right or wrong. Amen. He was God, but he was also man. When word come to him that Lazarus died, he bowed his head and began to weep. Amen. Because Lazarus was his friend. Oh, yes, sir. The devil come to him in that wilderness, said, turn these stones into bread. You're hungry. Amen. Turn them into bread. You know what Jesus said? It is written. It is written. Amen. You know what he done? He turned back to us. By how many times have me and you been there? Amen. Come on now. Amen. I feel like you might as well come on, help me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. One preacher jumped up and said, amen, I can preach without you. Amen. And I was sitting in the congregation. I said, yeah, buddy, you might be fitting to find out how good you can preach without them. Amen. Hallelujah. So I can preach without you or with you. Amen. But I sure want you to preach with me tonight. I sure want you to go with me tonight. I got a little bit to say here, and I feel burning on my heart. Amen. Yes, sir. You know what Jesus did? He set the prime example. Turn back to the Word of God. How many times have I been in the midnight hour? How many times have I been up at 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and I looked at it, and I said, there's no way out of it. Amen. The storm's still a-blowing. The wind's still a-howling. The tempest is still on. Hey, come on now. Let me serve notice on the devil. Amen. That the devil don't have the victory around here. And the devil has no dominion here. Hey, come on now. I'm here to tell you that we're still overcoming. Amen. Oh, when I prayed and heaven was brass, and I didn't feel the shouter, and I didn't feel the dancer, and I didn't even feel the weeper. Amen. I prayed and heaven was brass. You know what I done? I pulled out the Word of God, and I said, that's okay, devil. It is written. It is written. It is written. Come on. I'm telling you, amen, that we have a profession. We have an experience. We have a witness. And if we'll stand there on, the devil won't know what to do with us in our time of trouble and turmoil. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I thought about the man that says, I know, is a man you can't hardly deal with. That's right. If a man knows that he knows, amen. If he knows that wall's the color it is, you can try to convince him all day long that it's purple, amen, or red, and you will not convince him. Because he knows. He knows. You know, I've been accused of being hard-headed a time or two. Amen. That's right, I've been accused. And I think hard-headedness is a good trait in its place. That's right. In its place. That's right. Come on now. Amen. If I didn't have a little hard-headedness about me, amen, there'd be people sometimes that would tell me things that I know is contrary. Hallelujah. Now, brother, if you come to me and you say, now, Brother John, I will talk to you about this, and if I don't know too much about it, amen, there's a good possibility you can change my persuasion on it. Amen. But if you come to me and begin to talk to me about something that I know about, amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. The devil can tell me all day long that Jesus wasn't born of a virgin, but I done read the book. Amen. I'm hard-headed about it. Amen. The devil can tell me all day long that Jesus didn't die on the cross, but I done read the book. I'm hard-headed about it. Amen. Oh, the devil can tell me all day long, hey, preacher boy, you ain't saved, but I know what happened to me right about somewhere right down here on a Sunday morning in the spring of the year, and I'm hard-headed about it, brother. I've just determined in my heart. Amen. I've got that witness. I've got that knowledge. I've got that testimony that my faith, amen, lies in him. Hey, pull up here a little bit and let me preach to you a while. Amen. The next time that devil stops by your house and says you ain't even saved, why don't you tell him, I know what God's done for me. Amen. The next time the devil comes by and says it won't never turn around, why don't you tell him, I know, and I got a witness in my soul that tells me, amen, though the storm howls, it'll turn around. I said it'll turn around. Thank God for the witness of our faith in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, to God, amen. That devil comes by and says, amen, simmer down now. God ain't giving you the victory. Oh, whoo, hallelujah to God. Amen. I got a lot to preach here tonight, and I don't know if y'all going to be able to take it all or not. Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. Simmer down. God ain't giving you the victory. Amen. Why don't you just rise up and say, wait a minute, devil. I done felt God come by and speak to me. I done felt God come by and move in my life. I done seen God work it out 2 minutes for me to begin to doubt him now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That God. Oh, yes, sir. Let me tell you something now. I'm gonna meddle a little bit. Amen. But this newfangled idea that's going around in Pentecostal circles. Amen. That if you're suffering trouble, you ain't in the will of God. There's nothing to that. Just get it out of your mind. Amen. They're preaching it all over TBN. They're preaching it all over Pentecostal rims everywhere. It's even come over in the Holiness Church, son. Amen. That if you're doing right and you're living right, God's going to pour it out on you, blessing after blessing. Hey, let me tell you something now. Amen. We're going to have to go through some trouble. We're going to have to go through some problems. We're going to have to go through, amen, some things, brother. Amen. If we're in the army of God, if we're a child of God, that don't mean we got to be at ease. That don't mean we got an easy road. Hey, come on. I don't care what Benny Hinn and T.D. Jace and Rod Parsley and all the rest of the crowd says, amen, line up, hear them if you want to. Light and read this book. Amen. That same chapter 11 they like to preach out of and pull the blessings out on. It talks about some men in there who was beat, who was stoned, who was whipped, who faced, amen, great trauma and great trial, but they had a persuasion. They had a witness that they was going to be an overcomer. Whether God rescued them right then or not, I feel the Holy Ghost tell somebody here tonight, why don't you stand on your feet and say, God, here I am. Who the thinking then I'm going to be here when the storm clears out? Amen. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to be here. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. I've had them come up to me and say, preacher, if you was preaching right, amen, people be pressing $100 bills in your hand. Well, I must not be preaching right anymore. Woo! Come on now. Hey, amen. If you got Cadillac faith, you can drive a Cadillac. Woo! Hey, amen, I tell you right now, I got faith that I'm saved. And I'm born again. I'm blood bought. I'm on the right road. Come on now. Amen, because I got that witness in me, brother. Amen, I get up in the morning knowing I'm saved. I go to bed at night knowing I'm saved. Amen, I get up in the middle of the night knowing God's fixing to move for me just any time. Oh, come on now. Amen, you said, preacher, I've been praying about it. I've been looking at it. I've been talking to God about it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, the Bible said that if we receive the witness of men, if we'll take men's word about it, if we'll take men's persuasion about it, the witness of God is greater than this. This is the witness of God, which he had testified of his son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Amen. There's a witness in every one of you. Amen. There's faith in every one of you. It took faith for us to get saved. Amen. Come on. Amen. We're walking by faith. Amen. Not by sight. We're not looking at the things surrounding us. We're going on. Hey, come on now. Amen. Romans 8:16. Amen. For by the Spirit of God beareth witness with us that we are the children of God. And then he goes on to talk about if we're the children of God and we're made joint heirs with Christ unto the kingdom. Let me tell you something, brother. Amen, sister. That there is a witness within us. There is a testimony. Hey, hey, there's been times. Amen, we faced great adversity before. We're going to face it again. Amen, but there comes a time when we've got to put our faith, amen, and action. Put one foot in front of another. Hey, come on now. I might get in trouble here. I'm going to just preach what's on my heart. I dare say, amen, that not every singer that's ever got up and sung felt like singing, was inspired to sing. He was just putting one foot in front of another. I know, brother, there's been times I walked up here and opened this Bible and I done prayed and heaven was brass. Amen, come on. Amen, that's right. You know what I done opened this Bible and said, God, I'm walking by faith. I'm going to preach, amen, and preach, and preach until another wind from another country comes down in my soul. Hey, come on, amen. Why don't
don't you get mad at the devil tonight? Why don't you get tired of his torment, of his tactics, of his persuasions, of his accusations, and say, devil, I declare unto you, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. The blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony, the faith that holds me up and steadfast in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah to God.
Amen. Oh, pray and pray and pray. And the answer never comes. Amen. Daniel, what you doing? I'm going to pray again. You know, I'm glad Daniel wasn't like some folks. He goes to the church nowadays. Because after 3 days, he'd been through praying. But he prayed again. And he prayed again. And he prayed again. And 7 days went by, and he's still praying. 10 days went by, he's still praying. 15 days went by, he's still praying. 20 days went by, he's still praying. 21 days, he's still praying. Daniel, God ain't moved for you. God ain't answered. God ain't worked. God ain't changed it. God ain't turned it around. Amen. But Daniel said, I'm praying anyway. But when the answer got there, what I like about it, amen, as the messenger of the Lord said, we heard you the first day. We heard you the first day. Amen. We heard you the first day. We already knew what you was praying about. It just took us 21 days to get here. If old Daniel folded his tent, folded his prayer, amen, meeting down and said, boy, I'm going to the house. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what happened? He wouldn't have never got the answer. He wouldn't have never got the solution. Amen. There's been things I've prayed about, not 21 days. Amen. But 21 months. Amen. I prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. I went to that prayer closet at 4 o'clock in the morning. I went there at 4 o'clock in the evening. Amen. I knelt down and prayed. I was there at midnight. I was there at 9 o'clock at night. I was there at 9 o'clock the next morning praying about it. Amen. I was walking. Amen. About my daily business praying about it. Amen. I was driving down the road praying about it. Even though I was talking to other people and having interaction with me, I was praying about it. Hey, let me tell you something. Amen. If the light could hit this old head just right, you'd find some gray hairs up there. You know why? Not because I'm over the hill, not because I'm on up in A. It's because, brother, it's been some lonely months of prayer, and the answer still hadn't come, but it has not shaken my witness, my faith, my persuasion. Though the answer tarries, I'll still exercise faith in my God, and it'll come, it'll come, it'll come. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, witness, amen, that we have in our heart and soul, amen. Oh, witness, amen. Hallelujah. Watch out, preacher. You're going to get in trouble. Amen, but I'm telling you right now, God's got something for us. I said, God's got something for us. Amen. That testimony, that witness of the Spirit, that witness of the persuasion that's in our heart. Amen. Oh, you know what happens? A lot of times is that devil looks at us, and looks at us, and torments us, and pushes us in a corner, and pushes us around, until all of a sudden, in a service, kind of like tonight, somebody gets a belly full of the devil. And when they get a belly full of the devil, they say, let me tell you something, devil. I'm going to be here when it's all over with. I'm going to be here when it's all over with. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David also, and Samuel and other prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, amen, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, and boy, we stopped right there in half camp meeting. I mean, boy, whoo, how many times have I heard that text read? How many times have I seen folks break out in the aisles and shout, and that was good. Amen. I enjoyed it. Hallelujah. Amen. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Wax valiant in fight. And turn to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured. Others would, hey, on this side they're receiving their dead raised. On this side they're being tortured, amen. On this side they're being made strong. On this side they're suffering, amen. Then it goes on to say, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. You know what that storm is you're going through right now? It's something better, amen. Oh, you can't see it right now. And God's schoolhouse sometimes is hard, amen. Oh, it's hard. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you come out on the other side, you'll be able to say, I'm a better Christian now because I've been through it. Amen. I face it. Hallelujah to God. I've been in the storm. I've been in the fire. I've been in the fight. Hey, there's some places that God's wheeled me through in His schoolhouse and held me under the hand of His mighty power. And deliverance, and I walked, amen, by faith. Amen. That hand of deliverance would not pull me out of it. That hand would not pull me out of it. I had to go through it. But when I come out on the other side, I'm a better preacher tonight because I went through it. Amen. I'm a better Christian tonight because I went through it. I know how to pray more about it when somebody else is going through it. Well, I've been through it. Hey, 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 I tell you tonight, I'm interested in me and you being overcomer. Amen. By our faith, by our testimony, by the witness that dwells within us. Amen. The assurance that God is with us. That God is with us. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sown asunder. Were tempted, were slain with the storm. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. I like verse 38, though. I like verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. Hallelujah. The world wasn't worthy of these men. Hallelujah. You know why? Because they set a stage. And men could go through anything as long as they had God with them. As long as they had God with them, they could go through anything. How about you tonight? Where are you walking at? Are you a young adult, teenager? Amen. Elder? Where are you walking at? What are you going through? Amen. Really, where are we at? Has that devil come by and said, amen, you know, that ain't never going to change. That ain't never. You know what I tell him? I used to be bad about it. Amen. When I lived in Moultrie, but Brother Ronnie Day, I'd just be walking around saying, wait a minute, devil. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're at the wrong address. Come on now. And them students down there at that school, they'd get to looking at me, you know, because I'd be walking around that yard out there. I'd say, wait a minute, devil, you're at the wrong address. Amen. This is 634 Cook Road. It's where I live at. You had the wrong address. You got to pack up and get out. Pack up and get out. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 4, I think it's verse 17, neither give place to the devil. Amen. I used to tell the devil there ain't no vacancies around him. Amen. You got to go. I got the Father in one room, the Son in the other room, the Holy Ghost in the other room. I got the angels of the Lord encamped around about me. We ain't got no room for you around here, devil. Amen. Take your imps. Get out. Amen. Get out. Come on. He got to talking in my ear. Amen. Got to telling me about everything. Amen. I was going to have to face how things wasn't going to turn around. I said, get out, devil. Get out. Come on. Why don't you say, wait a minute, devil. You ain't riding with me today. You ain't riding with me today. Amen. You ain't riding with me today. Amen. What was it? Amen. I believe it's Brother Ralph Lowry said. The devil come by and told him, said, you ain't saved. You ain't saved. Amen. As mean as you was, as dirty as you were, as many problems as you're going through now, you ain't saved. Brother Ralph Lowry said, he crunked up his car. Said he'd been riding through them roads down there in Alabama. Said he come down there to that little country church. Said he pulled up there. He said, sit right there, devil, until I tell you to get out. Amen. Said he got out, walked around the car, opened the door, said, get out, devil. Slammed the door behind him, went up there, let himself in the church. Amen. I said, come on, devil. Amen. Walked him right down there to the altar. He said, see right here, devil. See right here. Amen. Here's the bloodline. You can't cross it. Amen. Here's the bloodline. Hey, it's a little humorous, ain't it? Huh? It sounds a little strange, but I think sometimes we ought to just tell the devil, hey, devil. Hey, devil. Hey, man, my place is right along here somewhere. Hey, devil, right here. Amen. Right here. Amen. You can't cross it. You can't cross it. Amen. Hey, devil. Amen. You know why? Because we got faith in us. Amen. We got a witness in us that says, hey, it may be dark today. It may be dark tomorrow. It may be dark next week, but there's coming a daylight. Amen. There's coming a daylight. It may be stormy right now, but there's coming a calm. Amen. I may be sowing in tears right now, but I'm going to come back by here reaping in joy. Amen. My situation, it may not be an answer to it right now. Amen, but there's coming a solution. Oh, I wish I could preach to us tonight. Amen, I wish I could preach how I really feel. Amen, I wish I could burn it in your heart that you're an overcomer. That you're an overcomer. That you're an overcomer. Hey, that devil don't know what to do with somebody that stands up and says, I'm going to church anyhow. I'm going to sing anyhow. I'm going to testify anyhow. I'm going to preach anyhow. I'm going to pray anyhow. I'm going to raise my hands anyhow. I'm going to say glory to God anyhow. Hey, the devil don't know what to do. There's somebody that says, I know that I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. I'm an overcomer. I'm victorious through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Hallelujah. I feel like having me a David spell up here. Amen. Because I'm telling you, at the church of the living God, and us right here at youth service tonight, we're overcomers through the word of God, through salvation, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Oh, you're going to let him ride home with you tonight, or you're going to put him out? I'm not telling you your situation will be changed tomorrow. And I'm telling you, you can rise up in faith knowing that, hey, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. You know what happens? God comes by and gives us grace for every situation because we exercise faith in him. How many times, that last verse of Hebrews chapter 11, I like it. It simply says this, that they had not the promise, and they exercised faith. They had not the promise of Jesus Christ, and they exercised faith. How much more should me and you rise up and say, I'll be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Lord of God, praying, seeking God. For days now, since Brother David called me, this is all God give me. This service. Amen. I tell you, I picked it up. Amen. I looked through it. Brother David, I flipped through it. I prayed over it. I pulled out, amen, a couple sheets of paper that I other scriptures wrote down on. Amen. I looked through them. Hey, I said, God, you know, amen, that this is youth service. And there ain't no telling who's going to be there and what age they are. But God said, just talk to them. Just talk to them about the witness that they have of their faith. The witness that they have of their faith. Thought about it. I went to the funeral home. My uncle passed away last weekend before. Went to the funeral home. And I looked across that congregation gathered there. And you know, you can spot people who has Christ with them. You can spot people who's born again. You know why? Sure, they're sorrowful, but they just have almost a resolution about them. That's right. You can just look at them and tell they've got a resolution about them. And I'm going to rise up from here and love God and serve him anyway. And then I looked across that congregation. Brother Bruce, I could spot those that didn't have God with them because they never knew where their next strength was coming from, their next help was coming from, their next protection was coming from. Oh, but God makes all the difference. Our faith in God makes all the difference. How about it tonight? You may say, Brother John, you missed it a mile wide. I don't think I have. I felt my helper here tonight. I felt the Holy Ghost here. I feel like somebody has come here needing to know, amen, that you can be reassured that Jesus Christ is with you because of the witness of your faith. The witness of your faith. Would you meet me tonight in these altars? Let's have a season of prayer. Let's talk to the Lord tonight.